Around the horn. Watch this. That's what we say now. Watch this. Justin Fields. There's tantalizing potential. I see you, JT. And also, the number one pick for Chicago. So what should the Bears do? And T-minus 5 days from the national title game. What's a little NFL rumor mill for Jim Harbaugh to throw on top of everything Michigan's played through this season? And unrelated, but equally amazing. You see this? His mom and dad this week. Those Harbaugh jeans run strong. And by jeans, I mean khakis. Those Harbaugh khakis run strong. That jawline
brother.
Goes back generations.
You got a brother, right?
That would be a good Halloween costume.
Frank, you already got the jaw.
He hasn't signed an extension with Michigan yet. He's hired an agent, Don Yee, who has deep NFL connections. If there's a team out there that really wants him, that makes a really compelling offer, my sense is that he would be interested, absolutely.
Adam Schefter on Pat McAfee on Jim Harbaugh's future. It was already a talking point on the podium for Harbaugh semifinal week.
I wonder if you can tell me what the chances are that the championship game might be your last one at Michigan.
My future consists of a happy flight back to Ann Arbor, Michigan.
So he didn't take the bait, but some smoke there. And of all the possible landing spots, there's no shortage in the NFL. But also, that this is coming out the week of the championship game. Bill Plaschke, start there. What do we have here?
This is crazy, Tony. This is the first time I've covered a Rose Bowl game where after the game, the winning coach was asked if he was leaving the team. People actually gasped in the press conference. That question is never asked after a Rose Bowl. It's going to be crazy all week. He's going to be asked this all week. I think he's gone. I think he's had it with the college game. Remember, he's missed six games this year because of little piddly NCAA rules violations and the allegations. So he's sick of that. He's sick of the NCAA. He's done all he can in college. And he's got a team just waiting for him with a perfect vacancy, a perfect quarterback. That'd be the Chargers.
Oh. Whoa, there we go. Los Angeles somehow being invoked.
L.A.
But Bill never changed. New year, same Bill. I love you. that addresses whether you believe there's smoke and fire here. For it to be coming out the week of the championship game, Bill, do you believe there's anything there that could affect Harbaugh, Michigan, yada, yada, yada?
No, I think they've been through so much. It actually helps them. They're like Michigan against the world. They've been through all these distractions all year. He's been suspended. So much going on. They'll be fine.
And now, Woody Page, how do you hear Harbaugh? How do you hear this rumor mill?
I don't think it's a distraction, Tony. I think, in fact, that Michigan has traction after what's happened all season. They had to deal with his suspension, with all the cheating accusations, with everything that they couldn't beat Ohio State this year. And they managed to survive all that. They're here. They're playing for the national championship. I think the players are most important in this game, and I believe that they don't really care what's going to happen after the season's over. But in regard to him leaving, I think he's this close to being long gone, and that means winning the championship. But somebody's going to come out and reach it for him with about $100 million. Why do I say that? Because his agent is the same agent who got $90 million last year for Sean Payton. And I think that he's looking for that kind of money. He was this close to siding with the Broncos last year when they met with him twice, and they had to settle for their second choice. I think he's going, but I don't think this is going to have any effect on the game. If they're going to lose, it's not going to be because he's being asked these questions.
So you say, and no one would know better than you, that he was this close to going to the Broncos last year. Justin Tinsley, I turn to you now, that this is a talking point, the week of the biggest game of the year, that this is once again a reality potentially for Harbaugh.
Yeah, like distractions are everywhere in college football, especially in Ann Arbor this season, with Jim Harbaugh arguably being the face of that, what a distraction may look like. No, this is not going to impact that team at all. If they lose, it's because Washington is the better team. This feels like a done deal. He's been flirting with the NFL for the past couple of years now, and hiring that agent is the most public move that he's had in the past couple of years in terms of returning to the NFL. Say what you want to about Jim Harbaugh. This is a guy that has had success in the college game, and he's had massive success in the NFL. He came literally a few plays away away from winning the Super Bowl with the Niners in New Orleans about a decade ago. So if you're a team that's in need of a head coach, as Adam Schefter said, you got to come with the correct offer, because this is a guy that can literally change the course of your franchise moving forward.
And Frank Isola.
Yeah, bravo to the reporter who asked the question. It's absolutely fair game. Remember when Roy Williams was famously asked about leaving Kansas for North Carolina? He got all bent out of shape. Of course, he ended up going to North Carolina. I thought Jim Harbaugh, the way that he handled it, was really well. Kind of, you know, have a nice little joke about it, not take it too seriously. It won't be a distraction. But I'll tell you this, this idea that he's definitely going to go, he's been successful in the NFL. He has the ability to, in my opinion, pick and choose. If I'm him, I'm picking a team, whatever order you want to put it in, based on owner and quarterback. I know Bill thinks that Jim Harbaugh wants to live next to him, but the Chargers do have something. They do have a quarterback. Ownership may be a little shaky, but that's what he's going to base it on. And if not, guess what? The NFL will still be there next year.
Mm-hmm. Bill, back to you on the Chargers. Because yeah, what in their history has demonstrated to you that they are the team that makes that move, throws the money at the big name?
This is a new Charger franchise in a new town. They're making their mark there. They know they're close. They're close to getting the town's attention. They have the money. They'll make the money. They'll make the move. He's going. If he's going anywhere, he's going there. He wants to work with Justin Herbert. It's a great situation for him. And remember, he finished his career there. So he's used to being a Charger.
One last thing. I know the horn already passed, but just to kick it around one more time, Woody, the idea that this is, well, the year he was suspended for half the season, as has been said, and he's getting out from the NCAA. Is that part of this, or you think he can go to the NFL because he has established and could be the champion this year with Michigan?
Sure. I believe that he thinks he was wronged by what the NCAA did to him, and they've been on Michigan's case. They're still investigating them. There's still possible suspensions ahead. So I think he wants to separate himself from the NCAA as much as he does from college football. And he has wanted to return to the game. He's not going to go to, say, Carolina and play for that owner.
Okay. All right. You're getting out ahead of us just a little bit. We're gonna move on to that story later. Right now, NFL. Stick with Justin Fields or draft a quarterback number one? The answer could launch or sink the Bears, are Courtney Cronin and Jeremy Fowler reporting. The reporting here is Chicago can get more than the Bryce Young package for number one overall this year. So if Fields is the future for Chicago, the move would be, of course, trade one and load up. Or on the other side, they could trade their quarterback, Justin Fields, and draft a quarterback, Caleb Williams, number one. DJ Moore weighed in Sunday after the Bears won their fifth game in seven. Take a listen.
He's him, so. I mean, he's going to be the quarterback. I want him to be the quarterback. Now it's on the higher up, so it's up to them.
Frank, you heard Moore say he's him. They used to say he's Mr. Now, he's Mr. Right Now. What should Chicago do?
Let's always also remember, you know, when you get to this time of the season and you're playing in non-pressure games, I'm not going to go too crazy about the stats. But if I'm the Chicago Bears and I believe in Drake May, I believe in Caleb Williams, then I'm going to draft them. If you have any questions, why would you do that? You've invested all this time and resources into Justin Fields. Maybe ride it out because, in fairness, he has played a little bit better. My biggest concern with him is that he doesn't seem to stay healthy. And when he got replaced, they were winning games. But if you have incredible belief in the two guys that are at the top of the draft board, then by all means take them. If not, Fields is your guy.
Justin Sisley.
Tony, I've gone back and forth on this single question all season, as I think we all have. But after reading that article, I'll give you an answer. I'm sticking with Fields. And it's because, in part because of that DJ Moore quote. Look, he's the number one receiver in that franchise. I don't know how much weight that actually holds. But if your best receiver is basically saying, look, this is the guy I want throwing me the ball, let's figure out a way to make this work. And the thing you have to answer, the thing you have to convince yourself of, if 3 years from now, if we move on from Justin Fields, will Caleb Williams be further along than Justin Fields if we would have kept him? And I don't have the answer to that right now, but if you – I think you got to stick with Fields, man. This dude has shown improvement. He's winning over the locker room. If he's winning over the number one receiver in the locker room, he's not the only player in there that's saying that about him. So I'm leaning towards sticking with Fields.
Woody Page, how do you read this?
Well, while Justin has been going back and forth and back and forth, I've been going advancing to the front and saying all season long, I think you keep to the guy. You don't trade him. You don't draft another young quarterback. I think you stick with him. He won four out of his last five games. They were ahead of the Cleveland Browns, 17-7 late in that game. Since he's come back from the injury, he's been one of the top quarterbacks in the league, really, in the top seven over the last 6 weeks of the year. So I don't know why you would want to say, we're going to bring in another rookie. How did Trubisky work out? I mean, this is not an organization that picks that well. So I actually stick with him. I get three draft choices, a couple first, maybe a second or a third, and I continue to build around him as you're doing with the wide receivers right now who both want him to stay. I just think this is a team that's on the brink. You only have to pay him $6 million next year, and you don't really get into the big money till the year after that, 23-3.
Okay, so you'd say stay where you are, go forward with Fields. Bill Plaschke, to you, it's a big decision. You're going to start all over again if you draft a quarterback at number one, but you could get a haul back in return for Fields.
Woody, are you really comparing Caleb Williams to Mitch Trubisky? Have you lost your mind? Have all of you lost your minds? Caleb Williams is a slam dunk. He's the most NFL-ready quarterback since Andrew Luck. I've seen it for 2 years. He's the best college quarterback I've ever seen. This is, everybody says he's like Patrick Mahomes. That's not a cliche. He really is like Patrick Mahomes. He will change your franchise. You have got to move off Fields and draft Caleb Williams if they have a chance. They absolutely, and they will have a chance. They have to do this. Justin Fields, arguably the worst NFL quarterback in the fourth quarter, arguably the most easily sacked NFL quarterback. He hasn't made the advancements and in progress that a top quarterback needs to make. Step aside, Caleb Williams can come in and start
Where
right away.
Where is that stat that you just cited, that he's the worst quarterback in the fourth quarter? I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks who don't make it to the fourth quarter because they get yanked, and then they're worse. Where was that stat? What metric are you talking
about? He had several stats. All the completion percentage, passer rating, all that in the fourth quarter is terrible.
Yeah, well, Frank.
How did Williams do this year, Bill? How did Williams do this year? And he's still only 6'1", and he talked about wanting to be having part ownership. Talked about maybe I'll go back to college. A little flaky.
You have questions on Caleb Williams.
That's not a slam dunk. It's not a slam dunk.
The dilemma is you've seen teams go on a winning streak the last month of the season before, like Chicago's on 5-2 run, and it convinces them to go forward with what they had, and then they pick up the next year. Is there still room for growth? That's the question they're going to have to analyze this offseason. Buy or sell next.
Listen to me and Woody.
Frank, you're crazy.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
40 and the game winner from the logo.
They're going to get the ball up in time. Clark for the win. Yeah!
It's another cold-blooded moment. Primetime performance from Clayton Clark. How about the sound that ball made going through the net? Another exclamation point, what everyone believes is a player of the year season, what everyone is sure is a number one pick. Should she choose to leave Iowa early? But that is another question. Plaschke, what you buy, what you sell from the latest from Caitlin Clark?
Caitlin Clark from the beak. It's awesome. I'm literally buying it. I'm literally buying it because I bought my daughter a Caitlin Clark jersey for Christmas. So I'm literally all in, invested in Caitlin Clark. She's the best player I've seen this year. I love watching her. And before that great shot, she blocked the shot at the other end. I've watched the game. She was an incredible defensive player. Then after the shot, she signed autographs for like a half hour in the arena. She's unbelievable. I mean, she does everything. Everybody should go. She's don't miss basketball. Watch
her. Paige?
Bill managed to go through that entire conversation without saying she needs to come to Los Angeles and join everybody else there. But
he does.
Yeah, wait. All right, buddy.
Waiting for that.
What's your takeaway?
But here's what I think. She's the face of college basketball. She's the future of the WNBA. I think she's going to break the bank when she does turn pro and just really set new levels for salary issues that are in the pro league.
That's interesting.
I think right now, though, I remember watching as a young man Pete Maravich play basketball, and she is the equivalent of Pete Maravich in this day's game, I think. She's just fantastic to watch, and she came back from what ended last year as a bad finish to their season.
Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, I'm buying it. She has the ultimate green light in all of basketball. College, pro, men, women, it doesn't matter. She is appointment viewing, as my panelists have said. The game winner was incredible, but shooting-wise, this may not even be a top-five Caitlin Clark game. That's how good she is. That's how great of a space this women's game is in. And in 10 years from now, because of players like Caitlin Clark and more, the WNBA will look a lot different, not just in terms of style of play, but from a business model standpoint.
All right, so you're with Woody here, because Woody is the one that said it's going to lead to an evolution in salaries in the WNBA, which, Frank Isola, you can address that or just the game winner.
I love the shot, the step back slide to the left, cha-cha slide three that she makes from Steph Curry range. She is the biggest name in college basketball. For me, that's men or women. I'm trying to get a ticket for Friday for Rutgers. I have been unsuccessful thus far. But if I'm her, I'm staying for one more year at Iowa. You can go to the WNBA the following year. You're never going to get bigger than you are right now. You're making a ton of money in NIL. You fly private. I'd stay at Iowa.
See, so that's the point that Frank makes that I don't think Woody and Justin and Bill, you were making, that she's more valuable right now in college than she would be in the WNBA. Bill, how do you see that?
No, not if the league is smart and rigs it so the LA Sparks get to draft her. They have the second pick.
Okay, all right.
Stop.
Did you say rig? Whoa.
We knew it was coming.
Did Frank just tell us he had a problem getting a ticket for a game? Were you trying to get a ticket with a national television appeal right there?
I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad.
I spent $700 last week on the Nets and nobody played in that game. I know Caitlin Clark will play Friday at Rutgers.
Thunder, 127. Celtics, 123. OKC has won 5 straight. They're up to the 2 seed in the Western Conference. Over the last 3 weeks, they got this win versus Boston, the number 1 seed in the Eastern Conference. They pounded Minnesota, the number 1 seed in the Western Conference. And they beat the defending champion Nuggets twice. Woody, buy or sell the Thunder as the best team in the West right now?
Well, you know, Tony, I have to be the man of the moment because I may have few left. I'm Mr. Right Now, and right now, this is the best team in the league.
Don't say that.
Yes, absolutely, it's the best team. They've won 6 in a row, 8-1 lately. Since the beginning of December, 12-2. They beat the Nuggets twice. I watched them, and I went, boy, they've got the MVP possibility. They got a rookie of year certainty, and they've got an outstanding front five, and they bench actually. They just need
one
more.
So there you go.
Player.
That was some hot takes from Woody Page that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the MVP this season, and Chet Holmgren is the rookie of the year this season, and they're the best team in the NBA right now. Justin Tinsley, by herself.
Yeah, just going off that, look. They're top five in offensive and defensive efficiency. They're the best three-point shooting team in the league. They've shot at least 50% from the field the last 5 games. As of January 3rd, 2024, so you don't use this against me, Tony, they are the best team in the league right now.
I'm definitely going to use it against you.
Yeah.
But some would say you're just a prisoner of the moment. Frank, do we imprison you in that moment?
No, the Woody Page Denver Nuggets right now are the best team, but Chet Holmgren's legit, Jalen Williams from Santa Clara's legit, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. How about this? In 55 years, there's never been a player to average 30 points and less than 2 turnovers a game. Right now, halfway through the season, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is at 1.9 turnovers. Michael Jordan came close. This is different territory.
Is he your MVP right now, Frank Isola, like he's Woody?
Right this minute he is.
And Bill Plaschke.
They're the most fun team this year. They're not the best team in the West, not even in the West. Denver's the team. Let's don't get all crazy about it. Let's just
as of right now,
young team in the league, take time.
Such a hey. He wanted to say Lakers. Should say Clippers.
Shocker is Woody hasn't said the Nuggets are currently at the moment. Woody cares about the right now. Mr. Right Now, Bill Plaschke, Woody Page, showdown next.
I love this. This is old school.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Plaschke vs. Page in showdown like it's 2002. Good luck, gentlemen. Jets releasing Dalvin Cook so he can possibly sign with the playoff team after the year he just had, which was kind of a non-starter. Bill, can he help a playoff team, and which one?
Yeah, he gained 1,100 yards last year, scored 8 touchdowns. He hasn't fallen that far that fast. He should go to the Ravens. They lost Keaton Mitchell. They could use
him. Bill, I agree with you, but I think you got the wrong team there. If I were going to choose a team for him, it would be the Los Angeles Rams because you need one more athlete there.
That's the reverse homer pick Kyra from what I would expect that from Plaschke. Kyron Williams is doing all right for the Rams. We'll give the point
He's
to Plaschke. We'll
Rams.
Move on. Grambling 159, the College of Biblical Studies 18. Is a 141-point loss a satisfactory learning experience, or is it just a plain Old Testament smiting, Woody?
Yes, well, I feel for them. My thoughts and prayers go out to the College of Biblical Studies. Yes. I think that this is their inaugural year, and this is a baptism, Tony. And so they're going to get over it, and there'll be brighter days ahead.
Go ahead, Bill.
You're obviously studying the Book of Job. This was an awful plague. This was terrible. But you know what? Don't blame Grambling. The starters only played like 15 minutes or something. The subs scored like 90 points. Grambling did his best. That's just the way it happens sometimes.
92.
Bill Plaschke. 30 seconds of FaceTime.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I love doing. I'm still the king of the deuce. So
don't say that.
The NFL sent out a video to all the teams, talking, reminding the players to check in when you want to be an eligible player. This is a smart video, a smart thing that the NFL do, because obviously the player with Detroit did not check in, did not make himself known to referee Brad Allen. You need to wave your hand, you need to whisper in his ear, you need to let him know you're eligible. That did not happen. That should have happened. I backed the referee on this one.
You're the only panelist I know.
I'm back at the
referee. Shows, 8 panelists who backs the referee.
He didn't see it. He's a human being, he didn't see it. I don't blame him.
Champ,
got a national game on Saturday night.